Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
It is estimated that there are over 274 hairdressing and beauty-related services in Waterford. A new framework has been designed to help improve the sector's overall environmental sustainability practices. And the project has been developed by Image Skillnet, the Hair and Beauty Confederation, in collaboration with sustainability consultants Change by Degrees. Dr. Kieran O'Connor of Change by Degrees.
The hair and beauty sector, the whole industry, in fact, is really fascinating and a terrific industry to be involved in, because for so many SMEs in the hair and beauty sector, they're really at the heart of their communities. They're real influencers in the towns and cities that they're in. So it was really great to get to meet them, to talk about their issues, their problems that they need solving, and work with them on solutions. We're not only in a climate emergency, we're also in a cost of living crisis. So what we've put together is a strategy, a guide, and an action sheet, whatever you want to call it. It's help and assistance for the hair and beauty industry, SMEs in particular, to reduce their energy, their water consumption, use of plastic and chemicals. But also at the same time, the big bonus is that it's better for the bottom line too. This is about saving money and helping business be more resilient to the climate emergency, but also the cost of living crisis we have at this time too.
Well, one Waterford hairdresser who is well ahead of the curve when it comes to sustainability is Lisa Cantwell, owner of Plush Hair in the Woodlands Hotel on the Dunmore Road.
So obviously, I think nowadays everyone is kind of looking more towards their footprint, their carbon footprint. And I suppose in a salon situation, we have so much disposables like gloves, capes, gowns, foils. And especially then, obviously, after COVID, everything went down that road of disposables. So we were just interested, I suppose, in how we can improve our carbon footprint. A lot of the products that we stock would, you know, they'd be very sustainable. And we just wanted as a salon to kind of go more down that road.
Lisa worked with Leo, the local enterprise office, on the Green for Micro programme. Leo advisor David Walsh.
For anyone starting out or looking to take the first steps towards becoming sustainable, we have a Green for Micro programme as well. This is a free programme for any small business in Waterford City or County that would like to avail of a green consultant, and together they can develop a green policy. You could look at some areas that you want to look at. Maybe it could be your packaging, it could be looking at a sustainability audit, or if you weren't sure, there's the opportunity to touch base, brainstorm with the green consultant, and together come with an action plan that you can look at to start on your road towards sustainability as well. So there is a starting point for everyone.
And Lisa told me that working with Leo has made a huge difference.
We got great benefit from it. And like that, I had kind of regular meetings with Leo. It was with Derek who organised it with me. And he just talked us through little steps that we can make to change, you know, our impact on the environment. And yeah, it just rolled, and we've kind of kept going now and adding more stuff into it each time as well.
Over the last 18 months, I know a lot of businesses, and particularly small businesses included, you've seen an increase in electricity, mm-hmm. in all those utilities.
Yeah.
Has what you've done with Green Micro, has that helped in that way?
Yeah, definitely. So our lights in the salon are all now LEDs, which, you know, it's a small change to make, but it can make a huge difference. And obviously then it can cut back on your electricity that you're using on your bills. Then we go down the lines of we recycle everything that can be recycled in the salon. We even have clients that take hair home as compost to use for plants. Again, I didn't know that that was something that could be done, but Derek had suggested that to me during our one-to-ones. Like, we would have always done things like turning off our taps and stuff while we're rinsing out colours. Then we have our wraps and our towels that we now use are all biodegradable. And then we've halved the use of the towels that we use in the salon, like regular towels, from using the biodegradable ones. So it's, I suppose, you're saving on the washing and all the powder and everything that goes then into the water and the environment. Then we also provide like recyclable hand towels in the bathrooms. They're all recycled and can be recycled again.
Dr. Kieran O'Connor again.
Some of the big conversations that we heard coming out of the salons is a lot of customers are asking about the sustainability of the beauty products, in particular about the ingredients used in products, not only because of course you want great ingredients, but also because there has been a lot of attention paid to the environmental and human rights impacts of ingredients in the beauty industry. So rightly so, customers want to know that the products that they're being used are the highest quality and have sustainability at their heart.
Lisa.
We only use, like I said to you, the sustainable brands. So we use Kemon, we use NAC, and then we use our Great Lengths Hair Extensions, our B Corp certified. And as well as that, then the hair that is finished with after the use with Great Lengths can be donated to the Little Princesses Trust for wigs. Like I say, a lot of our brands tied in with sustainability, and we just kind of wanted then to go an extra step, if we're doing that with the brands we work in, to do it in the salons as well.
And that's it for this week. And don't forget to check out Ours to Protect on our website, WLRFM.com, where you could be in with a chance to win €250 if you take part in our online climate survey. That's it for now. I'll talk to you next week. Bye bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.